I'm gonna wear this hat every time, every video. I'm gonna make it iconic, son. This hat looks fucking ridiculous. I'm gonna wear it every video. But yeah, so this video, this is like immediately after the last video, because I started thinking about the black guy situation, and I really wanted to talk in depth about this because I think there's this huge confusion about black guys like in the world, and it's a confusing situation because I'll go into it. But okay, first I want to start off by this. I would recommend every man to watch this movie called Nymphomaniac. It's a long movie. I think it has two parts to it. And I think it's a total, like, I think it's like a total of 3.5 hours long. But every man should watch that movie because it shows you how quickly women can move. Okay. And very few movies do this, show you the ins and outs of women's lifestyles, like, or how they can live if they choose to do it. Like, that movie, Nymphomaniac. At the first time I watched it, I just kind of watched it and just thought it was, you know, kind of erotic. Because the name's Nymphomaniac, and it's about sex. The movie follows around this woman who, you know, it goes to her thoughts about sex and who she wanted and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it shows you all the deeper sides of it from a woman's life. And that movie is probably the most accurate depiction I've ever seen of it, as far as the terms of how fast a woman can move. I'm not saying every woman's going to do these things that she does in the movie, but a woman can do it if she, especially now with Tinder. She was doing that before online, you know, online dating and shit. But now women on Tinder are having more sex a lot of times than actual porn stars are having, and doing more crazier shit. Like, now the game's just so, it's completely flipped. But watch the movie Nymphomaniac, because there's two scenes. Actually, the first scene I want to touch on is this. And a couple videos back, I was talking about how women have fetishes to be pissed on, spit on, beat, and all this shit like that. In that movie, there's actually a scene that goes actually into this topic, where there's this guy in the movie. He rents like some creepy underground fucking, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's like under a hospital or some shit. It's just some creepy fucking shit, right? And he put like a random ad out, like, I think it was like on a street corner, like, dominating women, like, call me, blah, blah, blah. And like legit, like, I mean, like housewives, school teacher women, they was all going down there. Like, a lot of women like that shit. Now, they may have, like, someone may have like a limit here and a limit there, but I'm telling you, man, like, a lot of women like that, like that aggression being taken out on them. They like it's the ultimate form of attention for them. You see what I'm saying? Like, now, some women, they may not like being slapped, but they like their tits being punched. Or some women may not like their tits being grabbed like handlebars, but she likes her hair pulled and spit on in her face. Like, they, like, all of them, like, there's some part of that aggression that it's the ultimate high for them, because it's the ultimate form of showing them attention. It's taking out your aggression on them. You see what I'm saying? And it's always been like, so in the video, in the movie, the girl you follow, she finally, you know, she takes one of the flyers and goes down there. I mean, this is a creepy place. The guy's not rich or anything like that. But like I said, when women figure out that, when that woman finds out that she actually likes this, that's one of the few ways that you can keep a woman around without having to protect her, because you're fulfilling that sexual side that she can't get from an average guy walking down the street. So when the woman in the movie goes down here, there's like five other women waiting for him to get done with the one. And I mean, they know he's with another woman, tying him down to a chair, you know, like slapping her ass with a paddle. Or and shit like that. Like, I mean, watch it, man. Watch that movie. Watch Nymphomaniac. It's this white woman. Watch it. I mean, I just realized that's so you know who it is when you see it. It's a white woman, and it starts out with her like in a she's beaten down an alley, and this dude comes and picks her up and listens to her story. It's fucking great. But now, the second part I want to get on in that movie, there's a scene in that where she goes on about how every woman wants to sleep with a black man. And if she says she doesn't, she's lying. Now, after that part, They go into a scene with her. She's in an apartment and she's looking down at a group of black guys standing on a corner talking. So she goes down there. And at this point in the movie, she's older. She looks like a librarian woman. And she talks to a guy who can speak Afrikaans or whatever the fuck. And she says, like, you know, this is not a joke. I want you to go over there and see if they'll have sex with me. And he's like shocked. He didn't know how to even fucking take it. So they end up meeting upstairs in the hotel room, and she had two black guys come in. And the scene is like literally like her sitting here, and the two black guys are naked, standing up, talking to each other with their dicks like dangling in her face. But they get into a fucking argument, and she's just like, "No, I can't do it." Like, so this is where I want to go on with the topic of black guys. Okay, first off, being a black guy, it's almost like being a Rolex watch. It's almost like being a Rolex watch, where the only time the mass population really sees a lot of you is through some, you know, it's through word of mouth. Word of mouth, and every now and then they'll see a billboard of you or something like that. But a lot of white people or everybody else, they really don't, they don't come in a lot of contact with black guys. So they don't know what to do with us. You see what I'm saying? Like, they really don't know what to do with black guys. But like a lot of them, like they really want to have sex with a black guy. Now, there's also different scenario, different, you know, types. There's completely, the college teacher black guy. There's the doctor black guy. There's the street thug black guy. There's the, you know, just flat out dirty looking, bummy looking black guy. There's different types of black guys. But I think it's the same with black guys like it is for me with dating black women, is that, and it could be a normal woman or it could be a girl, a black girl in a brothel, because every now and then there's a few African girls that go to the brothels here, and I've never gotten a black girl in a brothel, and I rarely date black girls in real life, because for me, every time with a black girl, like, something is always fucked up, and it's usually like only one or two things that's fucked up. But with black girls, to me, it's always like, if she looks good, then she has a fucking mustache, or she looks good, you know, and her hair is just not done in any kind of, it's just all beat the fuck to hell. Or if her hair is done and she doesn't have a mustache, then her belly's just hanging over her fucking pants. Like, something, there's always like, it's always like at least one thing that completely just puts their value through the basement floor for me. And I'm just like, nah, I'm good. now the girlfriend I had in college, who I took from her boyfriend, she was legit beautiful. Like, she had all the check marks. Well, I sent it to you, you got her home, and she was dirty as fuck. But when she was at, like, walking down the street, she checked all the boxes. She was intelligent. Her hair was always done. You know, she took good care of herself, at least, you know, physically and all that. She checked all the boxes. And I think it's why I was explaining that is because I think it's the same with black guys. It's like if this like there's always like one or two things that kind of fuck up the black guys to where like the white girl's just like, nah, I'm cool. I mess with that. Like, and I've seen and the girls who I fuck with, because I had a long term Filipino girlfriend. I had a long term. Well, my ex wife is Czech. I had a Russian girlfriend, and the topic always comes up. And we always, me and the girl or her girlfriends, or me and the girl and, you know, and other guys in the room, like, we always talk about it. And like, it's the same shit. Like, there's always going to be that one thing that kind of just like immediately, like, it just, I don't know why it's like that with black people, but that's what it is. It's always like that one thing. And it just through the floor. I don't know. I honestly don't know why it's like that. And I'm a black guy, and I'm probably going to offend black guys who watch this shit. but I'll tell you this though. But every time, like, the girls, they crave black guys, or their girlfriends crave black guys. Actually, the girl I spoke with on the phone last night, she told me she had another girl for me, because she said she went to the doctor, and her daughter's half black. And she said the nurse came in and seen her daughter and was like, "Oh my God, you're brown, so your father's black." And she goes, "All I do is watch black porn. Do you know any black guys?" That's exactly what she said to my friend. And she said, "Yeah, I know when." And she sent her, and she sent her my picture. So now I'm supposed to be fucking her. Like, she, like they love black guys. You see, it's just like one. It's just difficult for. I think it's like there's not a lot of black guys, in, you know, that's getting around these circles like that. So one, it's just awkward for them to even try to get in the, you know, get in the world with one. And then two, you know. Also, it's just the reality of the scenario. If they're white, no matter where you are on the planet, there's always going to run that chance of, you know, their family members not liking them anymore, blah, blah, blah. So they got to worry about that, you know. So this is why a lot of times when women get older, they just say fuck it and do whatever they want and just start, you know, fucking whatever they actually want to do. But, like, it's really a weird and complicated situation that goes on. But I will tell you this, like, a large part of the population really wants to fuck black dudes, but there's also a lot of reasons why I can even understand why they won't actually go through with it, at least until they get older and they stop caring about what the world thinks as much. You know, women, they stop caring. But man, it really is like, God, I really should have like wrote this out or something, because there's so many different areas I can touch on. But I was in the last video I was going on about the African guys. And that's a true thing, because, okay, the girl, I don't know if you guys remember, but a while back I went out on this double date, and it was actually with two girls I had already had threesomes with. But the one girl, I don't like her sexually, so she had this guy drive down from Germany. It was an African guy, and she explained to me like why she didn't like him, because pretty much he was following her, he was waiting for her, and then she told me, now I didn't see this shit. But because I told you how I like to lick bitches' faces. Like, I'm like Rick James times about three when I get the fucking, like, I do all that shit. Like that's just like a normal day. But like, I told you how I like to spit in bitches' faces, spit in their mouth, just lick the whole side of their face, just stick my tongue up their nose, just do all types of shit, right? So we were on a double date. So if you're still watching this video, thanks, because I don't think this video is going to go anywhere. But we went on this date. We were on a double date, and I grabbed the bitch's face while I already fucked her up before we went out, and just licked the whole side of her face, like at the dinner table at not TGI Fridays, Hard Rock Cafe. That was my first time ever in Hard Rock Cafe while I was in Europe at 33. But anyway, we were sitting in front of them too. Eyes went. I licked her whole side of her face, and then later on, she like came over and licked my face, and I was, you know, because I don't like that shit. I like doing it. And then so she, but the girlfriend who she told me that later on that night, he tried to lick her face. And that explains why she pushed him off of her type of thing, like, and was mad at him. Like, but I didn't see him lick her face. And she told me that shit, I started dying laughing, because I said to myself, like, yeah, because he did that probably because he seen me do it to my girl. And thought he could do it, which, because he was like kind of like sitting back and following, you see. And I think this is a part that I come across with a lot of Africans is this, is like the African black guys, the ones I come across, don't get me wrong, like, because I have African friends, but it gets awkward a lot of times because they have this kind of characteristic of like wanting to follow people. And a woman, that's fine for a woman. But a man is never respected a lot, especially from women. A man is never respected when he's following other people. See, you will be, as a man, now if you're still watching this, I am proud, I am amazed, because I'm just talking a lot of shit. But a woman is going to respect you more if you say what the fuck you really think, own it, and just keep on moving. Even if it offended everybody in the goddamn room, she would she's going to have more respect for you doing that than sit up and try to please her. You see, pleasing her, she'll smile. Go, oh, thank you. Yeah, she'll smile at you. Yeah, that's a temp. You know, it's a much quicker temporary, you know, form of life, but she's going to actually respect you more if you go on stage like Donald Trump, be like, Mexicans are raping all our people. Yeah, see, bitches didn't like him, but they respect him. You see what I'm saying? You can tell because they voted for him. Like, but they didn't like him, but they voted for him. You see, they respected him. But see, and that's the situation I see with a lot of Africans. Is a lot of the Africans that I come across, even the teachers I had in college, they kind of have this way of, I mean, don't get me wrong, like as another guy, it's not bad. I wouldn't call him bad. But see, women don't like that follower shit at all. Because I remember in the class I had with the African teacher, I was always just like an outspoken motherfucker. Never really followed anybody else. So, I mean, sometimes it led to the whole class not liking me. Other times it led to the whole class loving me. And I just never really cared about it. So I would always just blurt out random shit in class, share my opinion when nobody asked for it. I wouldn't even raise my hand. I would just start talking. Just like, I mean, I swear, if somebody asked me what college I went to, I said Wilberforce. If you go back there and ask them, what was Wendell like, or my uncle, my uncle died. His name's Talbert Grooms. He was a board member of the school. So they gonna know Talbert Grooms. Go to Wilberforce and go to somebody who's like a higher up and say Talbert Grooms. I was like, oh, yeah. His nephew went here. And they fucking, if those people are still there, they know me. And they know I was always the type, I just blur out random fucking shit. So bitches would always, you know, look up to me. Even if it was something they didn't want to hear. like they'd get mad, okay? But they would always look at me with some respect. They would never fucking, like doubt me or anything like that, you see? It's just a weird, but like the African guys, I had an African teacher, and he was on the same lines. Like, I say a lot of times, they probably even respected me more than they did the teacher. Because he would always be like, oh, do you like that? And, well, you know, he would, like, allow you to fucking lead. And it's... Women hate that shit. Women want a leader, even if the leader's a fucking moron, okay? Even if you're a complete goddamn idiot, you know, they want you to be a leader. That's just it. It doesn't matter if you're saying shit that makes sense, okay? You have to lead. That's it. But yeah, but with the black guys, man, like back to the core topic, like I said, the Africans, they have that problem, like what I see more times than not. The African men have that problem of okay, either they're gonna follow or they're gonna be so fucking tough and gangster it's gonna scare everybody off. It's usually one of the two extremes. They're gonna be so following and looking for a handout, they're gonna come off almost as women. Or the second extreme, they're gonna overcompensate for it and be so tough and rough and gangster, it's gonna scare everybody away. So they end up, you know, pretty much just always, you know, left outside. like nobody really wants a lot of that shit around. I mean, they can deal with the former, but the latter, nobody wants that shit around. Except other ones like them. So that's why they end up fucking each other and, you know, all that shit. I'm not going to talk about that, but yeah. That's my theory on it, man. So, like, if you're African and you're not like that, or if you're African, or if anything, if you have another opinion, like, I value other people's opinions. I really do. Like, if you disagree with me, I mean, tell me you disagree with me and then we could talk about it. But like, I really value other perspectives, because I'm only looking at it from my perspective, and I'm always willing to learn more shit. So if you have another perspective on it, you definitely let me know.